This planned merger of councils in East Kent could actually have far-reaching implications for more than 500,000 residents across the area. What's under discussion and what is being announced on Wednesday is a proposal that could see four, maybe five councils effectively merged to form one super district council. Now, what's important to emphasise here is that they'll be providing the same services that residents already get from the individual councils, but just by one council in its place. In terms of the ramifications for people working for these councils and the politicians, we don't have all the detail yet, but what sources are saying is that there are bound to be repercussions for staffing levels, not least in terms of senior management posts, because there will just be a single management team running the council on behalf of elected members. For the politicians, there's possibly the unwelcome proposal that we'll see the number of councillors that currently represent the four or five areas significantly reduced. I'm told that there could be in the region of a third less elected councillors if this new proposal for a merged authority gets the go-ahead. One of the key drivers for this plan has been the fairly relentless pressure on budgets that councils have had to face up to in the last 4 or 5 years. But it goes a bit further than that, and I think East Kent thinks that these councils in East Kent believe that if they join forces, they'll have greater clout when it comes to boosting jobs, attracting investment, and generally tackling the problems of deprivation, which particularly acute along some coastal towns in the area. In terms of the timetable for this, well, the councils involved are going to consult with their residents, see what they think about the plans, and come back in March, and each council will then decide whether to sign off on the business case and the plan before it goes to government for approval. And if the government does give approval, and there is some suggestion that they are more positive about the idea than negative, then elections for the newly merged council could take place in 2019.